book is dedicated to all travels on the path homeward. Love is the face and body of the universe. It is the connective tissue of the universe, the stuff of which we are made. Love is the experience of being whole and connected to universal divinity. All suffering is caused by the illusion of separateness, which generates fear and self-hatred, which eventually causes illness. You are the master of your life. You can do much more than you thought you could, including cure yourself of a terminal illness. The only real terminal illness is simply being human. And being human is not terminal at all, because death is simply transition to another level of being. I want to encourage you to step out of the normal bounds of your life and to begin seeing yourself differently. I want to encourage you to live your life at the cutting edge of time, allowing yourself to be born into a new life every minute. I want to encourage you to allow your life experience to be lightly dusted with form. Forward. This is a new era, and to paraphrase Shakespeare, there are more things twixt heaven and earth unknown to man. This book addresses those who are looking for self-understanding of their physical and emotional processes beyond the framework of classic medicine. It is focused on the art of healing through physical and metaphysical methods. It opens up new dimensions for understanding the concepts of psychosomatic identity first presented to us by Wilhelm Reich, Walter Cannon, Franz Alexander, Flanders Dunbar, Burr and Northrup, and many other investigators in the field of psychosomatics. The contents deal with defining healing experiences and the history of scientific investigations of the human energy field and aura. The book is unique in connecting psychodynamics to the human energy field. It describes the variations of the energy field as it relates to personality functions. The latter part of the book defines the causes of illness, and these are based on metaphysical concepts which are then connected to the energy disturbances of the aura. The reader will also find here a description of the nature of spiritual healing as it relates to the healer and the subject. The book is written from the subjective experiences of the author, who was scientifically trained as a physicist and as a psychotherapist. The combination of objective knowledge and subjective experiences forms a unique method of expanding the consciousness beyond the confines of objective knowledge. For those who are open to such an approach, the book has extremely rich material from which to learn, to experience, and with which to experiment. To those who have major objections, I would recommend opening their minds to the question, is there a possibility of the existence of this new perspective which goes beyond logic and objective scientific experimentation? I recommend this book very highly to those who are excited about the phenomenon of life on the physical and metaphysical levels. It is the work of many years of devoted effort and represents the evolution of the personality of the author and the development of her special gifts of healing. The reader will be entering a fascinating domain full of wonders. Ms. Brennan is to be commended for her courage in bringing her subjective and objective experiences to the world. John Perakis, M.D., Institute of Core Energetics, New York City. About the author. Barbara Brennan is a practicing healer, psychotherapist, and scientist. She was a research scientist for NASA at the Goddard Space Flight Center following the completion of her M.S.